Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what time it is, baby. We back here and we live on the Say It With Your Chest podcast. It's your boy, Carolina George. It's your other boy,
Sean Poe.
Westside Tony is also in the building.
They call me Cuzzo now, man. That's my famous name now.
Cuzzo.
Cuzzo of the city.
Cuzzo.
Hey, man. So what we got in store for today, Sean? Let's talk.
All right, man. Well, you know, we got a couple topics, but first we're going to interview an up-and-coming rapper. Goes by the name of Pac-Man.
Pac.
I'm going to get him on the horn here real quick, so just give us a minute here.
And the people know Pac, though. Pac done came through a couple times. A lot of respect for Pac.
That's right.
We got him going right now. We call him Pac-Man. Answer the phone, Pac. Pac-Man, where you at, Pac-Man?
Pac-Man, you on the line?
What's
going on? You on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. What's going on?
Pac-Man is on the Say It With Your Chest podcast, man. Welcome, Pac-Man.
What's going on with y'all, man?
Hey, we glad to have you on the show, man. You know, we got some things to talk about here on the Say It With Your Chest podcast tonight. But I want to talk to you about this new album that I done seen you promoting all over social media and everything, you know. I got to tell you right now, man.
Hold on, George. Go ahead, Pac, introduce himself to the people.
The people know Pac.
Everybody don't know no damn Pac thing, dog. Yeah. Everybody don't know this nigga. Introduce yourself, Pac. This is Cuzzo Tony. What's up, bro?
What's going on with you, Cuzzo?
What up, Cuzzo?
It's the Pac, man, the Queen City King, man. You already know what time it is, representing the 704 to the fullest.
So, all right. With that being said, Pac-Man, tell us about your label, man, and your album that you got coming up, man. Tell us a little bit about it and who you under and what y'all got going on, man.
Well, my label is Sharp and Short Entertainment. Been doing it for a little minute now. The name of the album is Mastery. It'll be out on all platforms April 28th. We're gonna do an album release party on the 29th. I'm gonna invite y'all boys after that. You know what I mean? So we're just making big moves, man. We're gonna be everywhere: Columbia, High Point, Greensboro, Raleigh, Spartanburg. We everywhere in the Carolinas right now. So.
Hey,
it's Pac, going down.
You know I like to hear that because you one of the homeboys, man. So congrats on everything, man.
Definitely.
Congrats on your debut album. So tell the people what made you name the album Master.
Because I feel like I've mastered rap. to be real with you.
Hey, I agree.
I feel like it's that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is, man. You got skills, man. I like how you rep the city, man. I was listening to one of your songs. You shouted out Trey Wins. You said you sold dope on Farm Pond. Hey, and then you was rapping on Maluda beats. So I'm like, okay, Pac doing his thing out here, man. So I like that.
Yeah. It's kind of old to Charlotte, man. I had to do something for the city, man. And, you know, that's where I'm from. So I had to put it down. You know what I mean?
All right. So, Pac-Man, man, tell us about Show Up and Show Out Entertainment, man. Tell us how that came about.
Well, it came about, man, just as anything else, a thought, a dream. And this, I started it at 23. That was almost, 12 years ago. So we've been grinding at this thing for a long time, but it's like with anything else, it's a process. You know,
we was being
knuckleheads and being wild in the streets and really wasn't taking it serious for a long time. But the time came to where we just had to stand up and we know we got to do it, so we're doing it. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. So
tell me this, man. You know, y'all grinding and y'all working, man. So who inspired you to you know, go into rap and stick with it, man? Because you've been working on it since you was 23, man. So that's a lot of work, man. So who kept you inspired, man?
I started the label at 23. I've really been rapping since I was, 8 years old. You know what I mean? So I can remember, being a kid, you know, we was listening to Snoop and Tupac and Biggie and Mace and all them rappers. And I used to always just watch BET videos and started rapping. So I've been at this thing for a long time.
That's why the name of
the album is Mastery, too, because it came over time. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, hey, we definitely respect that, man. We definitely respect that. We love that you, you know, showing love to the city, man. Hopefully the city show you love back, man. You know, it ain't always the same at home as it is away
right.
for some strange reason, man. Right. But, hey, we definitely going to try to help promote it and get let the people hear it, man, and get you out there because, hey, we see on YouTube, man, you got a lot of views and no video. That's impressive, man.
Yeah. I mean, people was paying attention, you know what I mean? But we're going to try to do it on a bigger scale and just build brick by brick and take this thing all the way to the top. That's what we're doing.
So, Pac, do you have any features on it or is it just you?
It's just me, the whole album. My cousin produced one of the beats on it called Big Homie. Sean, you know Ned. Ned is the executive producer. He helped me on the whole project in terms of producing things, in terms of the way I rap it, the way I sound, get me in the right pitch and different things like that. He helped me a whole bunch. So hey, I got to shout out young Neddy.
704 you know, Ned.
You already know.
Hey, Pac, man. Hey, I think it's good that you doing it solo for your first album because if you look at all the greats, man, they wanted to get their voice out there first, like before exactly. they put a bunch of features on there. You got to hear me first, Nick.
You know gotta hear me, yeah. Exactly.
So that's what's
that's
up,
exactly
man.
How I was thinking. That's exactly how I was thinking. I was like, man, people gotta hear me, you know that I can really do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the part of the marketing plan for the label is to come out, Ned to come out, and after me probably, I'm coming out on the 28th. He'll probably he want his project out by the end of May. So we just gonna keep moving. We got my little cousin Media Mitch. He'll be out soon. We had him working on his project, but unfortunately he got in some trouble. So. He got to do a little bit of time, but he'll be out. He's working on his. We just going to keep this thing moving, man.
Hey, let me ask you this, Pac. Have you identified a single for the album yet or a couple singles or what?
Or you just I haven't, man. I think I'm down to three. I think that's going to be MPSF, which stands for Money, Power, Sex, and Fame, Attractive, and Life of the Party. I think I'm down to those three. I don't know which one I'm going to come out with first. Probably MPSF if I had to, like, really ballpark it. It'll be MPSF.
Okay.
Hey, Pac, hold on, Joe. Hey, so, Pac, what song did you put the most work in? Like, I'm talking about producers, and you just, I know you make it look easy. You used to always tell me, man, rapping easy. But did you have mm-hmm. to put a lot of work in a particular song?
I would say Life of the Party, because it was a weird, it's kind of, the beat is kind of like I'll put you in a trance. So I kind of had to change the pitch of my voice. I wrote it a certain way, but when I went to record it, the way I wrote it, it didn't sound right. So I had to re-record it in a different kind of pitch, a different kind of tone, and kind of sing rap it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
so that was kind of difficult in terms of putting the work in recording. But when it comes to writing, like I'm like I got the Midas touch with the team. You know what I'm saying? That's no
touch.
Problem.
So tell the people, Pac already said, you already said it's on all platforms, right, your album?
Yeah, it'll be on all platforms April 28th.
April 28th. Hey, everybody, April 28th, Pac-Man.
Summertime Nasty, for Pac-Man. Man.
Hey, I want to see some Nasty, live shows, baby. Though. I know it's COVID out here or whatever. Can I see some live shows one day?
Oh, you definitely going to be able to see some shows.
Oh,
baby.
Shit.
What about some videos, Pac? You got some videos coming? You got
videos
coming back?
We're going to do that. That's next on the agenda after we throw the album release party. We got to figure out which video we want to shoot first. I'm kind of thinking of going with Dope Game. That's what I'm thinking, but we're going to see what the team say. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. When you do decide to shoot the video, are you going to be shooting the video for the single, or are you going to be shooting the video for your favorite song?
I don't know yet, George, to be honest with you, man.
Hey,
I don't know yet. There's so much I've been having to stay on top of. I haven't got there for yet.
It's my job to ask tough questions, baby.
Hey, Pac.
Yeah.
Hey, Pac, let me ask you this, though. Tell the people something that they need to know about the album that we don't know. Like, build some kind of anticipation for us. Because it's highly anticipated. It's your debut. So tell us something about the album that we should know.
Something about the album you should know. Oh, man. Let's see.
Are you singing?
I'm singing a little bit.
Oh, shit.
But not much. Not much. Not much, bro. I would say Life of the Party. That song, Life of the Party, is surprising because it's like I'm singing on it. I'm singing on kind of the hook, a little bit on the hook of Enticing. And Money, Power, Sex, and Fame, I'm singing on that hook. So that's something people didn't know I could do, but I can do that too.
But can we get a little sample real quick?
Oh, man.
A little sneak peek. Because it's my job to put you on the spot. It's Tone you talking to, bro.
We love it. We love it.
So what you want to hear? You want to hear the, I'm going to give you the hook, Money, Power, Sex, and Fame.
Okay, go ahead.
It goes like this. It goes, goes match my neck and fish. I look so icy. They feel my confidence. That's why she like me. Crag, yeah, let's scream my name. Ain't nothing like it. Money, power, sex, and fame. I'm so enticing.
I'm so enticing.
I'm with it.
Hold
I'm
on. Hey, I love it, Pac. But hold on. Are you icy? Are you Gucci icy? Or are you just...
Sometimes, baby. You know what I mean?
Hey, but you got mad skills, so I know you going to hold it down regardless, man. You icy or not.
Ignore it.
So do we got more questions about the Mastery album? All right, so we out of questions about the Mastery album. But let me break this down right here, Pat. You know, DMX passed today, so I want to go straight into that, being that we are on hip-hop subjects and things like that. We just asked you a few minutes ago, how did you get into rapping? Who was your inspiring artist before you really developed your skill craft or whatnot? So let me ask you about DMX, man. You know, RIP to one of the GOATs, in my opinion. And what is your opinion on DMX?
DMX is definitely a legend. And to speak on DMX for a minute, DMX got, his book is the first rapper's book I ever read. I've read 50's book. I read Jay-Z's book. But DMX book was the first book I ever read. I read his biography.
Hey, I didn't even know he had one.
I knew his story. Yeah, I knew his story from, he went through a lot, man. He went through a lot from 5 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was the first time he ever got locked up and went to jail. He was 5 years old for stealing a candy store or something like that.
Yeah, he definitely lived a crazy life.
Yeah, he went through a lot in life, man, but he left his mark. You know what I mean? And that's just a testimony to his faith and his belief and his talent.
I like it. I definitely respect DMX, man. And again, one of the GOATs, in my opinion, RIP to one of the GOATs. As far as the music goes, though, Pat, are you looking to, is this going to be one of your primary projects that you complete your career with, or you going to get ready to kick out some more after this?
I've already started working on my second project. I got a song. I just finished the first song on my next project called My Home Girl, so I'm already working on that.
Okay, good.
I work, baby. I put in the work. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up. Ain't no workout. You don't sweat.
That's definitely what's up, man. And I told you that... you know, we're going to be covering your album release party. Millie Up will be covering that. And we got the blog, the published article coming out with you about it. And all of that kind of stuff on the blog site on millieup.com/blog. So on top of that, we're gonna also grab a couple of your favorite releases off of the album and put those in rotation on Millie Up Radio. You know what?
I'm definitely because
this how we do it at the home, man. You know what I'm saying? And you want to be smart, so of course you want to make sure you get properly represented by media. And you can always come to us at any given time for.
Hey, Pat, let me say one thing, because I got to shout out Millie Up Radio real quick, because every time I listen to it, it's nothing but good music. Like, that's hard to find. It's always something new. And I know you're going to bring that heat. So for you to be in the rotation, it just adds on to the brand, the power, the everything, the movement. So I'm happy for you, man. Yeah. I know I give you a hard time. But I already know you got mad skills out here, man. You make it look so easy.
I ain't never heard you stutter on
a freestyle.
Hey, all of those locations around the Carolinas that you gave us, is that a tour? Or is that just you building anticipation?
I'm building anticipation, but it's going to be a fact. Like, I'm going to be hitting all these places, man, meeting with the people. I'm trying to be in every hood, man, handing out flyers, posters.
Right.
You know, mingling with the people, getting to know people. That's how I'm rocking.
I got a partner named Bobby Dollars. He does tour dates for CBT. That's his brand and that's his company. But he also sponsors, brand ambassadors for Millie Up Champagne. And when he does these tours, he almost turns them into like competition. So the best performance, he rewards them with either Millie Up Champagne bottles. He done bought watches for people, necklaces, and I'm talking about real jewelry. You know what I mean? So I want to link you in with him. So as you do your tours or your takes around the Carolinas, you can jump on some of his cards and get out there and utilize his crowds as well to promote this massive album.
Exactly. That's what it's about, George. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna definitely plug you in with him.
Hey, one more thing, Pac, and I'm done. Let me know when you go on a live show so I can record you and send it to Elevator J so we can get you in the Player Made scene.
So you that's what it do, Cuzzo.
Because that's all I need. One video of you performing live. It could be at a damn gas station. It could be at a damn McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah, but you gonna get it.
Yeah. I just need a video to send it to him so we can get you and Player Made go on stage, Plaza Midwood when they open back up, bro. That's what's up, man.
We're gonna do this, Cuzzo. That's what's up. I definitely appreciate the love, fellas. I'm rocking with the Millie Up movement. Y'all already know it's much love my way. Every time I need something, y'all there, man, and I definitely appreciate it.
Well, George, smile like hell right now. Every time you mention Millie Up, he got a Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid smile.
Man, that's what we gonna do.
I love it,
man. That's what we gonna do. We gonna show up and show out to Millie Up.
I love it, man. Hey, we proud of you, Pac, man. We proud of you, man. I can't express how difficult it is as an artist myself. And for someone to be putting out content consistently, it's a real difficult task to stay on task and try to get the feedback that you want, knowing that it's not an easy entertainment business that we work in.
Right, right.
So for you to continue striving like you do, it's inspirational not only to myself, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people who are listening read to this podcast.
That's what's up.
Hey,
man.
Pac, hold on, Pac. I got to piggyback off what George just said because I remember a few years ago you told me you was retiring for rap. What the hell happened?
Yeah, I thought I was. You know what, though, man? I was too focused at the time. I wasn't all the way mature yet to be able to take on what I'm trying to accomplish now. I was still in the streets and I couldn't focus on the music. You sound real focused right now.
But
now I know it's just a certain way you got to do things. If you don't do it, you got to be 100% into it.
I got a good question for you right here. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
When you release this album, what are your expectations? What do you expect to get out of the release of this album? Is it something that you're just trying to get out there and heard? Or do you have high expectations for the possibilities? And do you have the proper connections to connect with those possibilities that you got aspirations for? Because, as an artist who put content out consistently, one thing that you can't do is get discombobulated or confused or discouraged because you don't get the feedback that you need or that you want.
Pat, good for that. He always complained about not getting the love that he's supposed to get.
Right.
So, I remember you said I slurp. What'd you say? I was slurping somebody?
Hell nah.
You be slurping dub, but you won't show me all
the time. Hell nah.
It's like that for every artist, I feel like, in their hometown. You know what I'm saying? No matter who they are, what level they on, when they started out in their hometown, they not going to get the love they're going to get. Right. Because people know you, man. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a lot that come with it.
So what you going to do about that, Pat? What you going to go to?
The question is, what are your expectations?
I don't have expectations. I learned expectations, man, set you up for failure.
J. Cole told me that.
Expectations of my work.
J. Cole told me that.
That's big right there, Pat.
He told me that same exact thing.
I'm just trying to give the people an excellent album. And I'm going to let it do what it do and let God do the rest.
That's a perfect response to that question. Because, again,
all
you got to do is put a song out. One song can turn you into whatever you want to be in life. It don't matter how you get there. You just got to put the music out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And be ready for any opportunities that may show their faces while you doing the promotion. And I've seen you doing the promotions, and I've shared them, and I've liked them, and I've commented on them. Because, again, I understand how difficult it is to get that interaction that you're looking for from people. So if the least thing that I can do is show people Pac-Man got something that y'all might want to listen to, then, of course, you got my back on that, and I got yours.
I definitely appreciate that. That's love, George. That's
love. Hell yeah, man. I can't wait.
That's love.
I can't wait to...
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Y'all gonna love the album, though, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can't wait to
get it. How many songs on the album?
It's 13 on the album, man.
Woo, that's my favorite number, Pat. Oh, go ahead, boy. Go ahead, that's my number. Because it's 12 signs in the zodiac. The sun in the middle, that makes the 13th. Come on, Pat.
Okay, preach.
You know, I'm spiritual.
Hey, I thought 13 was bad luck.
The white man told you 13. That's why he don't put 13 in none of his buildings in the elevator.
I thought 13 was bad luck.
It's bad luck for the white man. You've been trained by the white man.
Here you go.
Yeah, they told you it was bad luck because it's they bad luck, nigga.
Hey, that's what's up.
Oh, my
God. You can't buy this kind of motherfucking entertainment with no amount of money. You know what I'm saying? This is the Say It With Your Chest podcast.
Priceless, boy.
For real.
Hey, Pat, you got anything else to say to the people?
You got anything that you want the people to know?
Follow me on IG. Follow me on IG at Pac_man704. You can follow me on Facebook at Pac-Man and on Twitter at SO Pac-Man.
What's the SO for?
Hit me up, man, whatever.
What's the SO for?
It's just the SO is just the show up and show out logo.
Show up and show out.
Have you seen a new logo?
Nah, have you placed it on social media yet?
It's on my social media, yeah. It's on my social media.
Well, yeah, we definitely take a look at that.
I love
it. So when you going to send us the music, though? You on the podcast, ain't got no damn music to go with.
Man, you know what? I'm going to sing y'all some music. Y'all, how long the podcast up tonight, man?
Say what?
How long y'all been on the podcast, though? I can sing some music right now.
Every episode is an hour. So we got
time. Okay, I can sing some. Okay, what y'all want to hear? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, give me. We want to hear whatever you put the most work
in. Hold on. I'm going to tell you what I want to hear, Pat. I want to hear number 13, Owe It to Charlotte. I want to hear Owe It to Charlotte.
Pac-Man, you better not disappoint right quick.
Or player music.
You better not disappoint.
You don't love player music. I know you. You don't love player music.
But he ain't going to love Owe It to Charlotte.
He going to love Owe It to Charlotte. He going to love the whole thing.
But is Dope Game the first single? Track 6?
I'm not sure yet, man. We're gonna figure all that out at a later date. I don't know what the first single gonna be. If I had to pick right now, I would say MPSL.
Hey, but that's a good problem to have, Pat, because every song gonna be fire, right?
Yeah.
If you having a hard time picking a single, all the great artists tell me that, man, it's hard to pick a single when all the songs fire. Hey, so get it started. Yeah. Track 1. Tell us about that track real quick.
You want to get it
started? Get It Started was actually the last song I wrote on the album. Nettie sent me the beat, and I just started working on it. It's kind of like an introduction. It's a great song to be the number one song on the album. It's a great introduction song. It's got energy. You know, it's live. It's a performance-based track. It's one of those songs I can hear a band playing it, and the band actually playing the sounds of my voice. I can hear it. You know, it's weird.
Okay, man. Real quick, tell us about Enticing.
Enticing, oh, man. I actually bought that beat from a guy in Germany. So it's kind of got an international feel. You are like Enticing is made for the car. Like if you in a vet or you in a drop top or something like that, and you racing, you on the 485 or the highway.
What if you in a bucket?
You want to be in it. You want to listen to Enticing.
All right, track 3. What's track 3? Life of the Party. We've been talking a lot about that, so we're going to go to track 4. I ain't heard this yet. Attractive.
Attractive. That's a swag song. I can see this song on TikTok with them doing an attractive challenge or something like that. The kids to it. You know what I'm saying? It's a fun song. It's a stunting song. you gonna love it. You know what I'm saying? It's attractive. It's Short and Short out. It's Pac-Man. You already know I'm giving you that product every time.
Hey, Best Rapper 2, track number 10. What's that all about?
It's just saying that I'm the best rapper in the city. Ask about me. And it's telling you how I get down in these streets, man.
So what makes you the best rapper in the city, Pat?
What makes me the best?
Yeah.
Because you know we got the baby out here now.
I know we got the baby. The baby might be, no discredit to him. I love his music. I love everything he did for the city. He gave us more hope. He showed us that we can do it. Yep. But when it comes to rap, I feel like every rapper should feel like they're the best rapper.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Well, you ain't going to make it. You know what I mean?
That's true. What else I want to hear? You told us about Big Homie. Black Godfather, track number 7.
Oh, yeah.
What is that
I'm
about?
I'm giving you a lot of game. It's my wise guy song, man. I'm a wise guy. I'm giving you a lot of game in the Black Godfather.
Well,
you
I can't wait to hear this motherfucking album here, man. Hey, yeah, highly anticipated, man. Highly anticipated.
And I love the artwork you got on your track list in the album, man. That's dope, man.
Hey, when it drops, I'm copping it off iTunes.
There you go. Don't damn just YouTube
damn
shit
right.
For free.
I'm copping it off iTunes. Love. And I'm going to tell you, too, Pat.
I got
Pat,
a question, though.
I'm going to tell you, Pat.
Hold on, you got a question.
I want to hear, man. I can sing y'all 3 songs, man.
Send it. Hey, we got a whole hour of show, baby. We trying to fill it up. Damn right.
Okay.
You pick the 3 songs. That's my other favorite number. You pick the 3 songs, Pat.
I'm going to send you Life of the Party, Money, Power, Sex, and Fame, and get it started. So, where do I send it to?
It don't matter. You can't send it to me because we live on the podcast.
I gotta
right now.
You got
to send
email.
It to one of
Yeah, I got to send it to one of y'all emails.
All right. Send it to Cuzzo Tony Laney at gmail.com.
Is it all 2 right. Z's or 1?
He know. He, Pat know. You know how to spell my shit, Pat.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Pat know how to spell
the people don't know, though. They not getting the damn email. Hey, Pac-Man, let me ask you another question, man. With the guys that you doing work with, that's in the show out entertainment group, man. Is it anybody that you on their song? You featuring on their song? Dropping anything?
Me and Ned was just talking about that. Ned got his album coming out. He's about 10 songs into his album. And he want me to get on one of his tracks, but we might put one of my other little homeboys on it, so I'm not sure. So, because Ned did his whole album by himself, I did my whole album by myself. That's how we doing it. That's how we starting off. So I'm not really on nobody else's projects as of now.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to get 704 Ned on here one day, man. So tell him, you know, be expecting the phone call from us, man, because we got to get him on here. We want the whole show up, show out entertainment. We want everybody that's on the label. On the podcast to tell us about their album that's coming out, man. We don't want to leave nobody out because we want the thing to blow.
That's how we rocking.
If you got something to promote, we want your ass on the show.
Yeah. And shout out to Pac for showing Millie up some love on his Instagram page.
Hey, man, I love Pac-Man, man.
Yeah.
That's my dude, man.
I had to.
Hey, man, hurry up and send me the music, bro.
I'm trying to, man.
God damn, you slow as motherfucking turtle shit.
I know, man. I'm trying. Oh, you know me, man. You know me, Cuzzo. I'm trying, man.
Okay, anybody got some more questions not related to the album?
Nah, Pat, man,
you feel about the world, where the world at right now? People want to know.
Oh, man.
I mean, if we go, hold on, Pat. If we going to go in the outside of Pac-Man Mastery questions, then we might as well invite your ass on to the regular damn podcast show because we was gonna keep it rolling
anyway.
Hey, so if you wanna involve yourself and let the people get an understanding of who Pac-Man is by some of these answers and some of these questions that we got to these podcast topics that we were about to talk about, you more than welcome to hang out with us for a few more minutes, man. What you think?
Yeah, because I'm about to go live,
I
should have went live.
You know I'm with it all the time.
Okay.
Every time.
All right.
You know,
so let me go ahead and start it off then. You know, because Black talking about the world and all that. Fuck all that. We in Charlotte. How you feel about that damn Sam Darnold at quarterback now?
Hey.
Let's get straight into that. I know you're a Black fan. I know you're a Panthers fan.
Yeah, I am a Panther fan. I am a Panther fan.
That's right. I think, a Panthers fan.
You know what? To be honest, man, I actually said early in the year, I would go get Sam Darnold. This is before Deshaun Watson trade rumors and all that, because he actually played under Adam Gase, who's probably the worst fucking coach in the history of the NFL.
Why everybody give Gase such a hard time?
Because
he had Ryan Tannehill, man, and Ryan Tannehill sucking.
And Stephen A. said he Tannehill showed up to the Titans press conference the
What's going
on? He showed up to the press conference hot.
That's what Stephen
A.
said.
Hey, Pat, you've been smoking dope if you wanted that damn white boy as the damn quarterback, man. Stop stop your goddamn line, bro. I know you on the radio and shit.
I didn't say I wanted him. I didn't say I wanted him. I said I would take him.
What the fuck you going to take him for, Pat?
I'm going to take him over Bridgewater, man.
Why?
Bridgewater ain't it, man. Bridgewater ain't it to me.
So I'm really feel like Sam Darnold is better than Teddy Bridgewater?
Doing the radio show with Pat, man, y'all. He out here tripping.
Hey, so why we on, you discussing the white man in the world?
Carolina George in the building.
Hey, Pat, tell me how you feel about what ESPN did to Paul Pierce in parting ways over his IG video or something that he was doing on his own that majority of us do. You know, we around few minutes.
That played into what white people are. They don't like about black people, that hip-hop image, that they don't like that shit. And I think he only did it because he's a black man, to be honest with you.
Hey, I think that's
so
a big
thing. So you playing the race card? You know you got white fans out here now. You don't want to upset you.
But, I mean, my white fans understand these things. My white fans understand these things. They know.
Oh, shit. Boy, you got them spilling the damn boot.
If they don't understand our problems, then they ain't going to understand nothing about us.
Yeah, so how you feel about white people, Pat?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Man, I feel like people are people, Tony. For the thousandth time
people
I got
are people? Kids, that's what you
people
just
are people.
People
bro.
Are people.
It's good people. I think it's good people of all colors, races, creeds, religions, and I think it's bad people of all races, colors, creeds, and religions.
I agree.
That's how I feel.
I agree. I agree, Pat.
Okay.
Evil come in many shapes, sizes, and forms.
What you say?
What you say your email was?
Man, come on, man. I gave you my email about 10 minutes ago, man. You just not asked me again for my email. CuzzoTonyLaney@gmail.com.
And now he on live, so everybody got it.
I'm on live. Don't y'all be emailing me, man. That crazy shit.
Hey, emailing, man. He got these nutcases sending me Facebook friend requests.
That ain't me. Don't put that shit on me.
Doing some yoga shit on a rock that I don't even
know. Spiritual people do yoga, man. I mean, don't you do yoga, Pat? Are you spiritual or are you stuck in the matrix? Tell the people, are you stuck in the matrix?
I'm very spiritual.
Man, you ain't no goddamn spiritual, Pat.
Totally.
You don't quit that damn line. If I go to your page right now, it's going to be some damn matrix shit.
It's show out entertainment.
Listen, Tony.
Yeah.
You're mad because I know the truth.
You know the truth about what?
We about to go in.
You know the truth about. Tell me what you know the truth about. You know the truth.
What do you want to know?
Are you going to put the truth in your music, though? No.
Oh, yeah, the truth is definitely in my. No, I don't go too deep into it now.
Why not? Because are you ashamed of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
No, I'm not. I just feel like people don't want to hear it. I want to give them something they want to
people
hear.
People do want to hear the truth. DMX told you people want to hear the truth.
And praise
you ain't hear
Lord
that interview?
Jesus Christ.
I feel like
what you just
I
say?
Like
DMX praise to the truth with Lord Savior Jesus.
Yeah, but you know I can't blame a nigga for being dead in the matrix. Everybody dead.
But
out
he
here,
did
man.
It. Did he not? That's all I was saying. That he did. You remember all them prayers he used to have in the interview?
And I don't fuck with that shit. I don't fuck
Tony,
with them.
Did you get that email?
Say what?
Did you get the email?
Did you get the email?
Okay, hold on. Because I'm live now, so it's shit crazy right now.
Hey, but check this out though, Pac-Man. Even if you do think Paul Pierce was being judged by his quote-unquote hip-hop activities, do you feel like this statement is correct, because I heard somebody say, if we got to conduct ourselves a certain type of way while we off work, then we need to get paid off the clock.
Oh, that's very true.
I believe so, too.
I believe so.
Yeah, that's very true. You can't tell me what you want me to conduct.
Yeah, if you want me to conduct myself a certain kind of way, then you need to make sure that I'm paid at all times, 24/7, so that I don't do no dumb shit.
I agree.
But at the same time, is that in his contract?
Hey, Pat, you sent it to the wrong email, brother.
It was Z's.
No, it's one Z. Y'all don't know how to spell my damn name. Niggas been following me for 100 years.
We don't know how to spell my damn name. We like Cuzzo's Cuisine. Huh? It's two Z's in
Cuzzo's Cuisine. I'm a different Cuzzo than them.
Yeah, we selling don't know. That damn I bullshit. Asked you what was the, was it one Z or two Z's?
They selling what?
They selling that bullshit. Don't get that lobster macaroni and cheese, bro.
Man, I done had that.
That shit gonna have you damn looking like damn Joe Wolf out this bitch.
I done had it. You see how I look.
Yeah, see? Don't eat that shit, bro. Pac-Man, don't eat that goddamn poison. Don't eat that poison, Cuzzo.
Man, you know I eat that. Everybody can't.
That's what's wrong with you. That's why you ain't woke up. That's why your shit is damn. That's why your pineal gland ain't functioning, brother.
Hey, but the music popping though.
Cuzzo fam, how are you? I'm good, man. I'm in an interview on MillieUpRadio.com. Everybody
check it. We on the Say It With Your Chest podcast.
We on the Say It With Your Chest podcast.
And it will be on MillieUpRadio.
And it will be on MillieUpRadio.com.
MillieUp.com/radio
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He got to correct me on
that. Yeah, man. I mean, you can't be telling your people false information. They need to know what
it's really not
content.
False information, because if you Google MillieUp Radio, it's going to pop up. Nigga.
That's definitely true.
Thank you.
That's definitely true.
Motherfucker, so, like, I don't know shit out here.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? 13, there go my number.
Hey, hey Pat,
I'm about to go, y'all, because I got to play this music.
We about to play your songs right now in a second.
But shout out to Pac-Man, and shout out to all my followers, man. Shout out to all the spiritual motherfuckers out here.
I'm spiritual.
We don't get no love. I mean, we don't get no love. Negroes look at me like I'm the damn devil for real now.
The black sheep.
I mean, shit.
Nah, I'm going to tell you
when
something.
When I die, niggas going to be like, oh, fuck that nigga. He gone. I'm
glad. Hell nah. I'm going to tell you something that just happened.
Pac, you in that damn lab, boy, you laugh like a heathen. You might be a heathen on the low.
Oh, I'm going to tell you that. Matter of fact, I was scrolling, and I seen Westside Tony Cuzzo, Tony, Instagram. I said, this nigga talking about. He said, somebody asked me to post DMX, the RRP DMX. This a heathen's page.
Yeah.
I ain't about to hit the like button on that shit.
Yeah, old buddy hit me up talking about you need to post DMX prayer. You know, they'll hit me on the inbox, say all kind of crazy shit. You need to post his prayer. I ain't posting no goddamn prayers, man.
Golly, boy, that boy's something else.
I'm not posting no prayers, man. I don't care.
Hey, where you finding dude at, Sean?
I don't care if he praying about some old...
Hey, I'm on the west side.
On the west side.
The best side.
Look at Ken on here again laughing and shit. Hey. Ken a Jesus. There go a Jesus lover.
A Jesus
Ken
lover.
Ken Howard. Boy, you need to come on home, brother. Come on home.
Tony, who a Jesus lover?
Ken Howard. You know Ken? From Park
and
Fairfax.
I don't think I know him.
Okay, he loves Jesus. Put your fist up. Come on home.
Tony, this is what we got to talk about.
What we got
to
talk about.
You used to love Jesus more than anybody.
I used to love Jesus more than anybody because I was sleep more than anybody, bro. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Pat. In order to rise to the highest, you got to fall to the lowest, brother.
That's true.
That's true, right? That's what Jesus did. That's he went true. To hell, didn't he? Did Jesus go to hell?
No, I disagree with that. You know, I don't think you got
to
rise.
That's the that's the mythology, man. Like, you don't even read ancient mythology, so of course you're going to disagree with it.
I guess. Because I don't read nothing.
You don't read shit, bro.
I don't really read shit.
I'm just telling you how the shit go in the ancient world, bro. How the damn...
Tony, check your email again, man.
Check my email. I got
it. You sent it to 1Z this time.
1Z, right?
1Z, Cuzzo. You know how to spell Cuzzo, nigga?
Yeah.
You know how to spell Tony?
Yeah.
Laney?
Yeah.
How you spell the shit?
Spell it, Pat, man.
Spell it. I know you went to West
Met. Tony Laney. Nigga, don't try me.
He said, don't try me. All right, Instagram fam, I'm going to drop some damn heat tonight. Y'all better stay up
West to about Tony, 5 tell, in the tell morning. The crowd, tell the people how to follow you on Instagram, though, since you live right now.
Okay, I'm live. We're talking to an up-and-coming artist out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He go by the name of Pac-Man. That's my homeboy. Even though he half sleep, he be reading Joyce Meyer's book. But you can follow him on Instagram. What's your name on Instagram, Pac-Man?
Pac_man704.
Pac_man704. The boy can rap.
P-A-K. Just a little sleep. That's Pac_man704.
Pac_man704.
That's my homie. Follow him. He got a new album coming out called Mastery.
But how can they follow you, though?
Man, I'm losing viewers because people don't want to hear this shit. But Pac, say what?
How can they follow you? How can the people who listen to the podcast follow Westside Tony?
Oh, follow me at Cuzzo Black Hole Tony Laney. If you dead, don't follow me. If you love your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, do not follow me. Go ahead, go to TD Jake's page. Go to goddamn Creflo Dollar page. Don't come to my shit with that damn ignorant shit.
I'm about to send all the Christ lovers straight to your page.
Man, you better not.
Everybody that love Kirk Franklin, follow this man.
How you feel about Kirk Franklin? I know that's your boy. Tell the people how you feel about Kirk.
Man, I don't feel no way. Kirk, that's their family business, man. His son was there.
I knew you was going to say that shit. You sound like Steve Harvey. I don't want to hear that. If you lead the master to Christ, you got to act like it. Hey, I don't want to hear no excuse.
Kirk Franklin says,
you might well be a heathen if you going to do that shit.
Kirk Franklin say,
you might well be a heathen. Hey, look,
Kirk Franklin say, praise God up in this motherfucker.
Man, I don't want to hear no more about no God shit, bro, with Kirk Franklin. Yo, I don't want to hear nothing else. Because you're leading the master. I can see if you...
You can't ban that man from God, though.
Say what?
You can't ban that man from God because he curse word?
No, it's your energy. I'm looking at energy.
You don't like Kirk Franklin energy?
No, I never did. Well, I like the stomp shit, but I was dead as hell.
What about,
I was dead, bro.
I mean, he got some hits now. Kirk Franklin got some damn hits.
Straight up. He damn sure do.
I don't care about no hits, bro. You leading the people to Jesus, but you acting like, you acting worse than the heathens. My spiritual people don't even act that damn bad.
Tony, everybody falls short, man.
Everybody falls short. Well, then don't try to act like you all righteous then.
Supposed to act like a bum?
What? What the hell are you talking
about?
You
supposed to act like a bum if you ain't right?
No, you need to get the
email.
You need to just shut
up.
Oh, okay, let me, all right, fam, I got to go. I gotta go. They done got me started.
Hey,
you know how these sleep motherfuckers.
What other topics you had to talk about so we can ask Pac-Man something, Sean?
I know
you've been following the news a little bit. You know, do you know about the story about the guy Philip Adams that, you know, killed the 5 people, including himself? Do you know anything about
that? I had heard about it. I don't know the details of it, man, but I think it's a tragedy, though, man. Like, that's crazy shit, man. That's scary. I don't know the details of it, though, man. It's like, what happened?
You know, like a lot of these former football players, they fall into a depression mode. So, you know, a lot of people, NFL? You know, related to CTE, and they want to do, you know, studies on his brain and try to figure out what was going on. So, you know, I just wanted to touch bases on, you know, how you felt about that, reading that, man.
I know what was going on.
Yeah.
That is another Black man that made it to a level of success in the NFL, the highest ranking of a sports.
He was black
go.
Too? Oh, man. Hey, but you know,
that's wild, man.
A lot of those Republicans, really, they done started losing their minds since them QAnon prophecies ain't start coming true. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and not to mention, man, he's a Rock Hill native, so, you know, he's 30 minutes down the road.
People been losing their minds since them QAnons ain't been coming true, though. You know, they stormed the White House and all of that kind of stuff, expecting to see Donald Trump.
Hey, so while we on that, I'm glad you mentioned storming the White House with these crazy folks. So, hey, man, you know this George Floyd murder trial is going on, man. Like, this is my thing, man. How much do you need to convict a man of murder when you got the videotape right there?
Hold on. Before you answer that, Pac-Man. Hold on, Pac-Man, before you answer that. Did y'all know that the dude who was in the car with George Floyd refused to testify? How you feel about that?
I mean, when you got the video, what you need to talk for?
I guess you're
right. I don't feel like I need to speak on your behalf when you got the video right there, because all they want to do is turn it all around and make it about his personal life.
Yeah, exactly. But wouldn't somebody who was in the car with him when it went down saying what his emotions were make a difference?
I mean, not really, considering that his wife was on, you know, his wife already spoke. Who's more close to you than your wife?
The person in the car when you die.
I mean, you know, hey, I'm just saying, man.
Okay,
you know,
so we're going to have to listen to the music on this phone, right?
That's fine. Play the music. We about to get in some of this pack. All right,
first song, Life what? Of the Party.
Life of the Party, Pat. Let's go.
Let's go.
Don't disappoint.
Oh shit, hold on. Alright.
Turn it up so we can hear it on put it over there by the speaker.
My speaker's banging.
This is that good.
I'm going up to Molly and I'm feeling so kind. So kind. Stopping by, shopping by for the party. Drip my ice cream. Got me so mild.
Love the quality, Pat. Love it.
Thank you. I'm going up to Molly and I'm feeling so kind. So stopping by, shopping by for the party. Drip my ice cream. Original trendsetter with this flow I was blessed. Yeah. Spent the rack on my jeans and 50K on my neck. Jeans gotta respect it with my sunshades on. I'm walking like I own the place. Bad bitches up in my face. I'm pulling up dude safe in the light of the runs. Man, I do what I want. Smelling just like money. But I'm even better. Gucci loafers on my feet. Christian Dior sweater. It can be more better. I say be more better. Also just like Nipsey. Winning wise and clever.
I love it, man.
I was doing fraud. We neighborhood superstars. I'm on my wrist, quarter dripping, crack with the left. I'm getting trips with the right. Lucky sevens when I'm rolling the dice with my life. Money, cars, clothes, and hoes. Yeah, we paid the price, man. It's a major night. I'm gone up to Molly and I'm feeling so cocky. Cause I'm stopping by, stopping on the life of the party. Drip my ice cream, diamonds on my neck. Get a bag, get a bag, I'm the life of the party. I'm gone up to Molly and I'm feeling so cocky. Cause I'm stopping by, stopping on the life of the party. Drip my ice cream, diamonds on my neck. Get a bag, get a bag, I'm the life of the party.
Hey, that should be the single, Pat.
That should be the single.
That should be the single.
And the vibe unforgettable. Mix the vodka with red. Pull out the corner of my eye, see a chicken, she fine. Damn right, she a dime. I need a partner in crime. I'm copying the outfit like you Louis Vuitton. Baby said thank you and smile back. The ladies, they love a pack. A man but a Mac first. I'm so charismatic.
You got to drop that wings for first.
Nah. And my diamonds are melting.
Nah. Don't drop it first, Pat. You're in a new day. This ain't
I smell just like, dude. Well, confidence is money. Mm-hmm. All I hear is ching-ching. And my ice cream, honey. Seeing nothing but dollars. Bad
come on,
bitches
Pat.
I follow.
Come on, with it, Pat.
I'm in the mercy of Lago. Take your
come
ass
on,
the hood. Made it out of the hood. And my double
come
cup
on,
style. From Lucci Graping is good. That's on the hood.
That's left in the city.
I'm feeling so careless. Okay, so stop and watch. I'm in my life for the
I can ride together.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's
what I'm saying. I can
ride together. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Pat. I ain't going to be honest with you. That's it.
That's it.
That's the one, Pat.
I don't think that's it.
And he got a history.
I'm keeping it bad with you, Pat. I listen to music all day, every day.
George got a different ear than me, though, Pat.
I don't think that one is, Pat.
That's it. Pat, don't listen to George.
It's a good follow-up.
No, don't listen to George.
But it ain't the one, though. It ain't the lead single of the album,
Pat. Do not listen to George.
Go ahead for the party. MPSF, Nick. That's, to me, if I had to pick the lead single off the album, it'd be MPSF.
Okay, well, we about to play that
one. I'm telling these niggas, that one right there, that's a follow-up. No, that's after you done got your rotation in. This is one.
This, yeah.
Hey, this might be it off the beat alone. Put it on there, Black.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Also enticing. Go smash my neck and feel.
I like it all way.
They feel my confidence, that's why she like me. Crowd yell and scream my name, ain't nothing like it.
This the one, Chuck.
Also enticing. Club on full whole city here, Lily. Baby girl say my name on the team. Bad bitch and the friends on the notch. Damn sure we know pain.
Okay.
Yeah. First of my sister, I'm fucking on the stack. I'm a thumb in the butt. Money hard to make, but I stay into it. Riding a low swim, bitch, she bougie. Big thing, baby, them hips, they switch.
I think you should drop both of them at the same time. Come in with a bang, but do something different. Two videos at one time.
That's why she like me. Crack, yell, scream my name. Ain't nothing like it. Money, power, sex,
George,
and
boy,
also
George on another level.
Hey, that's my shit right there, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, that's my shit right there, now. Like, hey, look.
That's your shit, George.
That's my shit right there. That's probably my favorite song that I heard this year. By anybody.
Oh,
period.
Shit.
Okay.
By anybody, period.
My personal
period.
See, since I know you personally,
give me one.
I like Life for the Party, man. I like Life
you
for the Party,
like
man.
Give me a song that got a better vibe than that that came out this
about
year.
Me.
Give me
okay.
one song
okay.
other
what
than Bruno Mars and what's the boy name? Anderson Paak. Other than that one, this one right here.
We going to get it started back. So far, so good,
okay.
man. It's a big album so far. Album material, not mixtape material.
Definitely.
So, shout out to you, man.
We
about to play 100%
behind you on this, Pat. I love this.
Thanks, man.
I love this vibe that you're bringing, man. And that's just two songs. You got another one, Black?
Yeah.
Cause we got another 7 minutes.
Get it started.
Put your hoods up. It's a gangsta party, everybody in the hood. You don't love money, my nigga, then you can stay, bro.
I can hear this on sound 98 and even a lot of
slide on my son, shades pop the top off the ace. Time to make me a toast. I'm a hustler's hope. people see me, you push me like back when you the goat. Say I'm about to get it started, know they ready for the party. Wonder who that nigga coming
out. Come on with it, man. Come on with it. Promote the hell out of this shit.
Showing out, though we about to bring the bad hoes out. Here we go, nigga. I ball like LaMelo, you know.
Come on with it,
ball like Melo. I'm taking
over the rap game, you can like it or not. Just know my hustle don't stop. My nigga, we gon' get paid. Hey, listen, how about you, homeboy? I grind every day. Get money a habit and stacking shit's my religion. Perfect time and precision. I got one life, gotta live it. A profit in my own rhymes. My flow's like fine wine. They just get better with time. Plus got the heart of a lion. Say I'm about to get it started. Know they ready for the party. Wonder who that nigga coming out the
show. Come on with it,
we show up and show it off. Know we about to bring them bad hoes out.
This gave me a 2000, early
2000s vibe. I love it.
Boy, you should have put me on this one right here.
Always plan to succeed. A athlete get a trophy. A dope boy get a key. I'm just the best I can be.
You can switch your flow up too, man. That's crazy. And don't nobody sound like you. That's the key. That's how you make it, bro. Shout out to the producer, man.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, man. Young Yeti.
We down to our last 3 minutes here in the podcast, the Say It With Your Chest podcast here, Pac-Man. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you my opinion on the last three songs that we just heard. We ain't going to play no more. We're going to let the people go ahead and buy the album off of those three songs that we just heard. But based on my personal opinion and my expert opinion, must I motherfucking at?
Life of the Party.
Sean want to call Life of the Party the lead single. I want to call the second song, which was, what was the title of it, Pat?
MPSF.
What?
MPSF. Money, Power, Sex, and Fame.
MPSF is the lead single, in my opinion. I don't give a fuck what these damn dudes say.
I think it's MPSF too, George.
I think so.
Hey, I tell you what. Once you, if it's on YouTube, how about we add it into the group and we'll let the group say have their opinion on it.
What group? They done, Facebook done killed our fucking group. What the hell? Hey, Pac-Man. So look, the last two minutes here, right? My opinion is the second song. I still can't get them letters right, so I ain't even gonna try to say it and fuck it up. MPSF is the number one single. The Life of the Party is a nice follow-up, and then that last one that you just played, that's an album filler. That's my take on it, Pac-Man. And I believe that MPSF is definitely one that can get you in any rotation that you want to get in.
Yeah, man. I agree. I got some more heat on there, too, though, man. I got some more that could be singles, man. This album is really a masterpiece. That's why I call it masterpiece.
I mean, literally Pac-Man, though, all three of the ones that you just played for us could be singles. All three of them.
Oh, okay.
So, Sean about to say something here. Go ahead.
So, real quick, because we got a minute and a half left, man. So, I know you say you're working on your second album, man. At least give us the name of it.
That's your two.
I haven't came up with the name yet, man. I'm thinking about Prodigal Son. I did that for Cuzzo.
Okay. Prodigal Son. Okay. Hey, whatever it is, I'm sure I like it, baby.
Pac-Man, thank you for coming on the Say It With Your Chest podcast. You can hear this podcast.
My pleasure, man.
Thursday at 7 o'clock. So, of course, next Thursday at 7 o'clock, you'll be on Millie Up Radio on millieup.com. That's MILLIUP.com/radio at 7 o'clock. You'll hear this podcast episode here on the Said With Your Chest podcast. Outside of that, thank you again for your time. It's your boy, Carolina George.
And Sean Poe.
Cuz, oh, Tony Langdon.
Hey, man.
Hey, another one. Hey, shout out to Ned 704, baby. Shout him out.
Shout out my cousin 704, Ned, executive producer on the Mastery album. Your boy Pac-Man coming April 28th. You already know.
Hey, we out, man.
We out.
We out.
Hold it down.